News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Iran's deputy foreign minister has warned that US boots on the ground would be a reckless move and that Iran will fight for as long as is needed. Meanwhile, in the US, the former boss of the counterterrorism division has resigned with a statement saying that his reason for resignation was because there was no justification for the military attack on Iran. Mark Weiss is with us, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Let's start with the latter, Mark. There has been the usual response from the administration, which is to castigate the departing official. Will there be any political impact from the criticisms he made in his letter of resignation?
Well, that remains to be seen, but it's clearly very embarrassing for President Trump and those who in America have been in favor of the war, arguing from the beginning that Iran did pose a threat to not only to Israel and U.S. assets in the region, but to the United States itself and to Europe. The resignation message yesterday stated that this was not the case, and that he argued that it was Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Israeli lobby in America that persuaded Trump to launch this war. So very embarrassing for the president. What the ramifications will be, it remains to be seen.
Meanwhile, Israel is saying that they have killed Iran's security chief, Ali Larijani, in an overnight strike. Now, what's interesting is I see the BBC News World editor, John Simpson, saying that that may have actually been a strategic mistake, because while he was part of the regime, he was also a relatively pragmatic negotiator and useful to have in place.
That is an argument that we've heard. But so far during this war, which is now in its third week, there was certainly no indication that he was pushing for some kind of solution or some kind of compromise deal that would end the war. He, during this conflict, he seems to have been as hardline as anyone else amongst the key leadership figures. So there's no, it's a theoretical argument that he may, at some stage, have been more willing to strike a deal to end the war. But certainly, that wasn't the case up till now, before he was killed.
Now, in terms of ending of the war, one of the critical things is to get shipping back running through the Straits of Hormuz. And Donald Trump had asked for NATO support and support of allies beyond NATO in so doing. And none was forthcoming. And he launched into an attack against them, saying that he no longer needed their support and, in fact, never needed it. What does this mean for NATO? What does it mean for the continued fractured relationships that America has with those allies?
I think that very much depends, like a lot of things these days, on what Donald Trump will decide. Remember, his beef with NATO is not new. Even in his first term, he was pushing very strongly for fellow NATO states to increase their spending on defense, arguing that the U.S. was taking an unfair share of the burden, particularly when it came to defending against a possible Russian threat in Europe. And whether you like President Trump or not, there was some justification for this. If you analyze the amount that each country in NATO was spending on defense spending. Many of the countries in NATO have, in response to that, increased their spending. But what we have at the moment is not an issue over spending or a potential problem. It's a real problem. Donald Trump, if you heard his statements yesterday in the Oval Office and his comments over the last few weeks, he's clearly very angry at the lack of a positive response from leading NATO nations such as Germany and the UK to his request to join some kind of naval flotilla that would help ensure passage of ships in the Strait of Hormuz. What he will do after the war, I can't imagine he would do anything while the war is ongoing, but what he will do after the war, vis-a-vis the U.S. role in NATO, and indeed the future of the alliance itself, remains to be seen, but he is clearly angry at the situation at present.
Mark, thank you very much. That is Mark Weiss, who is Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. 53106 if you want to text the show. That'll cost you 30 cent, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.